Well, let us ask what these two cherubim mean in the Buddhist tradition. If you are afraid, that means you are holding to your ego. And holding to your ego, which is temporal, which is your earthly temporal function, you are kept out of the garden by your own fear and desire. The Buddhist tradition tells that if you will quell or quench in yourself fear and desire, you will know that immortality, which is antecedent to the knowledge of good and evil, the knowledge of what hurts and what doesn't hurt, the knowledge what you don't want and what you do want. There's a very early Indian myth in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which is the earliest of the Upanishads, about 800 BC. It's to this effect. In the beginning, there was only the self, with no sense of itself. And then it thought, I. And no sooner did it think I, than it felt fear. When you think I, you feel protective of it. And then it reasoned. Now remember, this is the first thought in the history of the world. And so it's not a very complicated thought. It is, since there's no being here but myself, of what am I afraid? And then fear vanished. But no sooner did fear disappear than it had a desire. I wish there were another. And with that, it split in two. And there was the male and the female, and they begot, one way or another, all the beings from human down to the ants. And then this being looked about and said, all this am I. And the point of that story is that that being is the very life and vitality of each one of us. But insofar as we think I, we are filled with fear and desire, and we protect the little ego, and we do not realize that we are one in essence with that being of beings which transcends time and death. We are in our very nature deathless, but in our ego consciousness of this little temporal presence, we are bound by fear and desire. And so, if you are not afraid of those two cherubim, walk through. Now, when you look at them in the Japanese situation, you'll notice one has the mouth open, the other the mouth closed. Two attitudes. Walk through.